coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lassiter, and Corey LeBounty.
Good morning and welcome to the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios right here in lovely Mobile, Alabama. We would like to say hello and good morning to those listening on Radio Alabama in Sylacauga on WYEA and those on the lake 105.1. And love to get Saturday morning started with my cohort right here, Coach Mark Lassiter. Charlie's on the board this morning. Phillip's taking your phone calls. 251-343-0106. Good morning, Coach Lassiter. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Good morning to everybody. Hope everybody's well this beautiful Saturday morning.
And just a lot of high school sports going on right here as we're transitioning from winter sports, have spring sports getting ready to start up. But today's a full day of high school basketball in this first hour. We're going to be talking with multiple coaches, basketball coaches throughout the entire state of Alabama who played this past Thursday and Friday at the four different regional sites. And we also started soccer. We're going to talk a little football with new LaFleur head football coach Chris Raymond, and there's a lot of activities going on in Mobile, Alabama. Want to welcome the Mobile Lacrosse Youth League that are playing at the Battleship today. A lot of people coming in town to see that event, and lacrosse is a huge and growing sport in our area, Coach.
It very much is. So I was on the way over today, there was just a crowd already out there, you know, at 7:15 this morning, already out there, kids getting ready to play. And lacrosse is a very, it is a dynamic sport that is growing rapidly, and it has a lot of good things in it. You know, it's a great sport for guys who like a lot of physical contact and a game that moves fast. You know, it doesn't stop moving very much. So I look forward to watching that sport grow over the next few years.
Again, high school sports in full swing. Coach Rick Cleveland's on assignment this morning covering Samford basketball. So, again, I'm sitting in for the big guy, and it's always a pleasure to host the Prep Sports Report 52 weeks out of the year coming to you guys. And we're going to jump right into what started on Thursday in the regional basketball tournaments. We also have high school wrestling state tournament that's going on. We'll cover that, and there's some interesting stories that we'll talk about throughout these next couple of hours on the Prep Sports Report. Also, Thursday, it started at the new site for the Southwest Regional. Instead of Dothan, Alabama, and going to the Dothan Civic Center, the Southwest Regional was moved to Alabama State University. And Class 7A girls, right off of the top at the beginning of the morning on Thursday morning, there was an upset. Foley girls defeated Davidson girls 47-42, and that was a great win for the Foley program, and they made history. They had not won an area tournament game in forever, and not only do they win an area tournament game or the area runners-up to McGill-Tulane, now they turn around and make it to the regional finals and will be playing against McGill-Tulane in the regional finals next week as McGill-Tulane's Lady Yellow Jackets defeated Theodore 50-24. In 7A boys action, there was another thriller. Baker and Coach David Armstrong and his Baker Hornets were able to defeat Fairhope 56-52 in a very close contest. And Philip Murphy, his McGill-Tulane Yellow Jackets, were able to defeat Theodore 53-48. Later on that Thursday night, St. Luke's girls got a huge win over Verbena 67-41, and Linden defeats Francis Marion 49-42. That'll set up a regional final between St. Luke's and Linden. 1A boys, another great time for the St. Luke's boys programs if they get a big win over Elwood Christian 56-46, and that sets up a great matchup with Francis Marion as they defeat McIntosh 50-44. That was your high school action. It was on Thursday, and you knew coming right behind it, Coach, there was going to be another full day of action on yesterday.
Absolutely. It just, you know, that basketball, this basketball time, to me in high school, is kind of like, you know, the NCAA tournament. You know, it's just every day and something's going on and all these coaches, kids are just excited and playing, and then some of them are just heartbroken that it's over. It's just that time of year. And I had, you know, I didn't know it was the Baker-Fairhope game. That was a really close game. Was that an upset? I hadn't heard much about Baker throughout the year. And I guess because I live in Fairhope, I hear more about that. But it looked like it was a great big win for Baker.
You look at Baker at 19-13. David Armstrong is their coach in his first year. Taking a Fairhope team that wound up being 21-8. They beat McGill-Tulane this year. I don't necessarily think it was an upset. I just think it was two great teams, and you had one of those teams that was going to lose. So either one of them who went to advance was going to be strong competition on the 7A boys' side. I wouldn't necessarily call it upset. I think in the rankings-wise, I think Fairhope might have been a little bit ahead of Baker, but both teams were very equally matched, and that's the kind of matchup you like to see.
Absolutely. Another question I had, Corey, was I have never heard of Elwood Christian. Where are they located?
You know, I think they're right here on the other side of Montgomery, because they came down and played in the MLK Stop the Violence rally a couple of weeks ago at the end of January.
Okay.
And I had not heard of them either, and that's how I heard of them. So
must have a pretty good little program.
Right there in Montgomery, because it was Port City versus Capital City,
right.
And they have a couple of superstars. So that's how I found out where Elwood Christian was located. And yesterday we started another full slate of basketball at the Acadome at Alabama State, and it started off with 6A girls action. The Blount Lady Leopards were able to defeat Selma in a back-and-forth matchup to where there were 11 lead changes alone in the fourth quarter, beating Selma 69-63. They advanced to the regional finals to take on Hillcrest Tuscaloosa, who defeated BC Raines 72-31. In 6A boys action, the Blount Leopards weren't as lucky. They fell to Hillcrest out of Tuscaloosa 57-36, and Paul Bryant defeated Daphne 55-46. So Coach Cedric Yeldon's season comes to an end at 18-13. 2A girls action, Central of Hainville defeated Washington County 65-43, and RC Hats absolutely dominated Southern Choctaw 57-37. And 2A boys, last night a heartbreaker. Cottage Hill Christian loses to Calhoun 41-39, and you hate that for the Coach Garrett and the wonderful job that Brandon did with the Cottage Hill Warriors in his first year, losing to Calhoun 41-39. Now Calhoun will go on to take RC Hatch, who defeated JU Blackshear 64-58. Also, Monday's action, great action going to be held at the Acadome on Monday. Faith Academy will take on Central of Tuscaloosa and 5A girls. Also, Jackson's girls will take on Shelby County on Monday. 5A boys, LaFleur will play Central of Tuscaloosa. Also, Vigor would take on Bibb County. Other games that will happen Monday in 3A, Thomasville will play Prattville Christian. T.R. Miller will play Holt. And 3A boys, Joey Adams has done a great job with his Mobile Christian Leopards. Mobile Christian will take on Prattville Christian, and that game will be on Monday. Also, Thomasville's boys will take on Greene County. 4A on Tuesday, Williamson versus Greensboro, Hillcrest versus Sumter Central, Clark County versus Sumter Central, and Hillcrest Evergreen will take on Greensboro. That will wrap up your action on Monday and Tuesday at the Acadome. So if you haven't had an opportunity to go out and travel to watch your favorite high school team, plenty of basketball yet left to be played.
That's right. When's the state championship start?
The last week in February. I do believe that's going to start on February 24th, if I'm not mistaken. Looking at my calendar, that will be February 25th through March 2nd will be the state finals. So they'll have a week. Those teams that complete earlier in the week finishing up, they'll have close to a week to regain and to scout and to get an opportunity to scout their opponent, which helps tremendously.
It absolutely does. And you know, that's how this if you get an extra day or two of rest, you know, that's very helpful this time of year, especially when the kids have been pounding on those legs for so long. So that'd be a good time for them to get a little rest under them. And so the final, now we'll know who's going to state middle of next week?
Yes, by the end of next week, we'll definitely know all games will be completed in the four regional sites. So next Saturday, we'll have a complete schedule who will be competing 1A through 7A for state championship abilities.
Awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
You're listening to the Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5, and we'll be coming right back into our next segment speaking to Carver Montgomery's girls, Lady Wolverines head football coach. She has, basketball coach rather, she has ties to the Mobile Gulf Coast area. Adra Harris from Carver Montgomery will be joining us next right here on the Prep Sports Report.
CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. This segment of the Prep Sports Report, presented by Green & Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show.
I seen your picture. Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. And just like I talked to you about going into the last break, somebody that's close to the Mobile, Alabama area has ties. She's a 2001 St. Paul Saints graduate, but she's gone on to take the helm of the Carver Montgomery Lady Wolverines, and she's done an outstanding job in her tenure there so far. I know a couple of years ago she made her first Final Four appearance there as the head coach, and trying to get her Lady Wolverines back to that pinnacle as they defeated Chelsea 69-33. They will play Opelika for the regional finals. They're playing at the Garrett Coliseum in Montgomery also. Coach Harris, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Line.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Coach, talk to us about your team. We're here along the Gulf Coast. Like I said, I know you have ties, family ties here in Mobile, Alabama, being an 01 graduate of St. Paul's. But with that being said, talk to us about your Lady Wolverines and the season you've had thus far. I know you went to a national tournament earlier this year, I think in Arizona, and talk to us about how that prepared you for these regionals or for the win or go home mentality.
Well, more than anything, I think the most important thing is having a great strength of schedule. I coached over at Alabama State, also where I played at, for about 8 years, and being a college coach, Division I college coach, I understood the importance of having a great preseason schedule. So I kind of took that mentality and that kind of state of mind over to my job at Carver, being a high school head coach, and I knew what the girls needed to be equipped with to play college ball. So I kind of took that framework over, and that's what I do. I've been doing it since I've been at Carver. I have a really tough preseason schedule, and you know the girls don't really understand it at the beginning, but they over the years they have understood that it pays off in the end. So this year, we're 16-10 right now, but this year alone, I have already played probably the top, out of the top 10 schools that have been ranked all year in the state, I've probably already played about 5 or 6 of them. I've played Hazel Green, they're the defending state champs. I played them in November. I played Opelika twice already. I played Huffman. I played Carver Birmingham. So I just think it's important to play teams that are going to prepare you for February or March, and that's what I do every year in and year out. We're a very, you know, talented group. We're extremely young, but they're extremely talented. So more than anything, I'm just the part that I've been working on with my team this year is the mental aspect of the game. So it becomes an experience thing when you get around this time of the year in the playoffs. So just trying to teach them the importance of, you know, playing possession basketball and doing the little things. Like I said, you know, we're talented, but being able to go out there and think and execute is something that is so important around this time of year.
Well, you know, this time of year is the win or go home mentality that you have. And I know that, again, you just talked about loading up your schedule to prepare. You were area champions this year also. And I know that the Garrett Coliseum is a new venue for basketball overall. But when you have a boys program that is successful as your boys program has been with Coach JJ, how does that help the girls program as well? And what have you been able to learn from him as a state champion head coach?
Really, being at Carver has been an extremely a great blessing to me. because it's a pillar in the community as far as athletics. You know, the support from our fans, and it just has been always for years. So being able to come and kind of let Coach JJ kind of take me up under his wing, because he's done such an outstanding job, it's extremely motivating, you know, not only to the girls, you know, to see them win state last year was motivating to us. So it has been a blessing to be able to be a part of such a winning tradition over at Carver. It really has.
Hey, Coach, a couple of years ago, y'all were in the Final Four, and, you know, that was just had to be a great experience for you and your team. Tell me, how does that help you now? Does it, do you feel like it helps you now? Does it feel like it kind of gives you maybe a little bit of advantage going into the last part of these tournaments?
Absolutely, because I go back to that word experience. My leading scorer this year is Kristen Brown. She actually had like 27 yesterday, so she's extremely locked in. But she was a freshman on that team that went to the Final Four. That was my third year coaching. Nobody thought we were supposed to be there. Once again, I loaded up their schedule big time. I took them out to Tallahassee, Florida, and let them play against some of the defending state champs, two or three different teams. We just had a tough schedule, and I actually had a losing record and made it to the Final Four. Because at the end of the day, how I look at it, you know, that the record is cool and wins and losses and all that, but the record doesn't matter until you get to the playoffs, really.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't say that you have to have 20 wins to get, yeah, it looks good, but it's, it doesn't look good if you're not prepared, you know, when it becomes February. So Kristen was a freshman on that team, so that speaks volumes. So it absolutely has prepped us, especially the mental part of it. You know, a good majority of the game is mental. So Kristen was there. I think one or two other girls was on that team as well. And, you know, Brianna Rose, another leading scorer, she had 16 yesterday. She's one of, you know, our go-tos as well. And she was on that team as well. She was an eighth grader. So that just kind of goes to show you that, you know, playing those tough teams, but also being there and get a taste of it, you know, hopefully we're still hungry and, you know, they want to get there again. I know they do.
When you're talking about getting there again, you're going to play Opelika. You mentioned that you've already played them twice. Talk to us about your matchup in this game coming up for you. We're speaking with Adra Harris. She's the head basketball coach, lady basketball coach at Carver Montgomery here on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Line. Want to thank her for joining us, but the question again is, you know, when you look at your team playing Opelika twice, I don't know how you fared against them earlier in the year, but it's always hard to play a team three times in one year.
Yeah, it is. So the first time I was so happy that we had Opelika on the schedule because I had saw them at the Final Four last year. I knew they were a good team, very well coached. We played them first at Carver. We were down about maybe 12 or 13 points, and we were able to fight back and win that game. I knew then we had something special because I knew early on that Opelika was one of the top teams in the state. I knew that, you know. And for us to fight back and win that game at home, I knew we had something special. It was about us putting it together. You know, when you play these top-tier teams, you know, it's also a gauge for you and your team and what you guys are working with. So we were able to come back and beat them. That was a great win, one of the good first wins. We actually gave Opelika their first loss of the season. That was good for us. And then we came back and played them again at Opelika. Started off really well, had them on the ropes. I think we were up by like 7 or 8 and kind of got into some foul trouble going into second half. And it was kind of neck and neck, but they were able to pull away from us. And I think they ended up beating us by 12. There, but I absolutely felt like we should have won that game as well. So trying to brush up on those little things, I don't believe we're the same team that we were at all. We're playing next level basketball. So it's just going to be about us going out there and piecing everything together and playing a complete game, you know, from start to finish.
Well, just want to thank you this morning, Coach Adria Harris, the Lady Wolverines head coach from Carver-Montgomery, joining us this morning. She has roots to the Mobile, Alabama area. She's a 2001 St. Paul Saints graduate, and again, she has roots to the Montgomery area now as well, coaching at Alabama State and just doing a wonderful job for the Lady Wolverines program. Just want to wish you the best of success, Coach, and thanks for joining us this morning on the Prep Sports Report.
Thank you guys so much. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. What a great job she does. You know, it's just I want to stop all the time when I hear coaches talking about their teams, and just, you know, sometimes I just want to cut them and say, Coach, thank you for what you do for kids. You know, it's just awesome what she does, preparing herself to give those kids the experience of a lifetime. Those are the things that kids won't ever forget. And she is absolutely right about what people will remember. And I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. Also, when we come back in a few minutes, we're going to talk about the state wrestling championships. You folks out on the lake, up at Lake Martin, the Wildcats, first place in 6A right now, going into the finals today. Ought to be a lot of fun.
Benjamin Russell getting it done. We'll talk about that and so much more. You're listening to the Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Sports Report is brought to you by Future Ones, providers of practice apparel and scout team jerseys with interchangeable numbers. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha. I'm Corey LeBounty, sitting in for the big guy, Rick Cleveland, who's covering Samford basketball today in Birmingham. Coach Mark Lassiter joining me as always. Charlie on the board, Philip running the phone lines. Want to take time to congratulate Dalton Orwick, who
Absolutely.
Runs the board for us, and his wife on his newborn baby. So congratulations to Dalton.
And it's her first child, right?
First child, Absolutely. Daddy Dalton running the show. So just Good wanted to give him. That special shout out to our guy and our main man producer, Dalton Orwick, and his wife. And I tell you, somebody who had a great game this past week, joining us on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication line, outstanding game against the Theodore Bobcats. 53-48 winners were the McGill-Tulane Yellow Jackets. Philip Murphy had his team prepared to play a little bit different basketball against Theodore. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Doing well, buddy.
Too blessed to be stressed, Coach, and I know you went to a strategy that kind of paid off for you. You knew a lot about man-to-man defense. That's been your style in the past. This year at Media Days, you told us you wanted to switch over to a little bit of zone because of the length of your team, but you went back into your old faithful bag of tricks and came out with that man-to-man defense and found a way to defeat Theodore 53-48.
Yeah, I mean, we've switched to the 2-3 zone this year, like we've said many times, just because I think that suits our personnel probably best, probably gives us the best chance overall. I still feel that way, but, as far as practices go and preparation, nothing has changed with our man reps. We're still doing all the same stuff and preparing to play it. We don't plan on staying in a 2-3 forever, but this year just seemed to fit. But, when it came to Theodore, we'd played them twice already, and when you know you're going to play guys and deciding games like this, you kind of hold stuff back when you play them in the regular season, and you kind of wait on stuff that you know that probably could help you in the regular season, and that's something that we didn't do against them, and we decided to go to against them as a change up, and it bothered them, and our guys did a good job, and it's a really testament to our scout team guys and Reddick Barnes, Joe Pacini, Hamilton Palmer, Steven Russ, Jack Veazey, Murphy Stapleton, Jared Harbin. Those guys knew Theodore's offense and sets in and out and ran them to perfection against our main rotation guys, and our guys were ready to go when the chance came.
You have an opportunity now Wednesday at 10:45 at the Acadome to play a familiar opponent again, the Baker Hornets, and Coach David Armstrong in his first year as head coach at Baker. I know you've given him plenty of kudos because he's done an outstanding job with the team that he has this year in his first year, but it's a team that you split during the regular season with, and you see that so many times when you find a common opponent that you've had an opportunity to play maybe more than once. Sometimes it plays an advantage, but at this point in time in the year, it's win or go home and anything can happen.
Yeah, I mean, at this point in time, I mean, if you look at the scores across the state and over most classifications, I mean, you look at most of your games, you're going to see fairly tight games. You're not going to see a lot of runaways. And that's because people are sitting down and doing extra homework now, or maybe they know their opponent a little bit better, or they've talked to four or five other coaches that know them well, and it's going to be no different with this game. I mean, we know each other well. They're talented. They've been trending upward since Christmas and playing really well. Coach Armstrong does a great job with his team, and his kids play extremely hard. So we've got our work cut out for us, but we're looking forward to that game on Wednesday for sure.
It's the little things down the line, Coach, that you have to do well. You have to value the basketball and make free throws. I can't tell you how many games that are lost by 1 or 2 points, and if you make a free throw, maybe even in the first quarter, not necessarily down the stretch when teams are having to foul in certain situations, it's just the things that you do in the gym and just the concentration level that has to be had at this point in time in the year.
There's no doubt about that. We can speak on that for sure. You know, we end up winning by five this week against Theodore. We get 23 of 26 from the line. Those free throws won the game for us. I mean, we only had 12 field goals in the game. The style of play that Theodore brings to you, you know, you don't get a lot of shot attempts. It's a fairly low possession game. So with that few attempts, you know, you have to be able to get to the line if you're fouled and knock down free throws. So, yeah, our guys have done a good job repping those, and hopefully we can continue to make those down the stretch.
Coach, I just wanted to let you know it's been a pleasure this season covering you, and you and Jackson and Brandy have definitely been in my prayers here lately, and I know that you have some good news that you shared with everybody. So I just want to let you know that your family has definitely been in my prayers, and Coach, I always like this Swarm segment that you have with us because it's not just your family you talk about. You just uplift the game of basketball and you show your passion on the floor coaching, but the kids really hold tight to that, and it's evident to the number of kids you're getting into school and the numbers that are playing basketball from 5 and 6 years old on up wanting to be future McGill Tulane Yellow Jackets.
Well, I appreciate those kind words. We've worked really hard building our program, and I appreciate the kind words about my family. It's the most important thing to me, and yes, I'm very glad to have them all back here, and I'm going to be glad to have them back behind the bench rooting us on Wednesday.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, that game's going to be Wednesday in the Acadome at 10:45. If you want to see some great 7A basketball, I encourage the fans to here in the Mobile or Baldwin County areas or anywhere throughout the state. You want to go see 7A state championship basketball level quality being played, you go to the Acadome at 10:45 and you'll get an opportunity to do that, Coach. Thank you so much for your time this morning on the Prep Sports Report, and good luck to you on Wednesday.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great rest of the weekend.
You too, buddy.
Coach
Phillip Murphy.
What a
great job he does, you know, and you know he's a man of faith, and just I love the fact that he takes that to his team, and it shows in his team, and that's part of this whole deal of coaching is how much we teach kids their sport that you have expertise in, but you also teach them about life and how to handle things, and you share that through your faith, and I think that Coach does a great job at that, and McGill Tulane should feel very, very fortunate to have that man leading that program.
Without question. I know, Coach, there's the 64th Alabama High School Athletic Association State Wrestling Championship in Huntsville that's taking place, and we have individual winners as well as team winners that are going on. Coach, tell us a little bit about wrestling and what's going on with the state tournament.
Well, right now, today's the championship round. The state championship guys will see them wrestle. They're going to wrestle in their respective weight classes in their respective classification. Right now, going into the final day in 7A, Thompson is way out front, and they look like they have locked up the 7A state championship again this year. They're ahead of Hoover, 151.5 to 108.5. Vestavia, distant third, at 72 points. In 6A, they got a pretty good race going. That's going to be fun to watch today. Ben Russell has got the lead right now with 128 points. McAdory is 2 points behind him with 126 points. Wetumpka is 3.5 points back, 124.5, and Oxford at 110 points is still in striking distance, but it'll be hard to make up a lot of points today, as it's just not a lot of matches to go on. One through 5A, another close race. Moody is in first place with 132.5 points. Arab with 127 points, and Scottsboro at 115 points. And this tournament is different from the dual team tournament, which took place on January 23rd, 4th, and 25th. I believe that's the right dates. That tournament is where your team plays like a basketball or a baseball or a football tournament playoff, where you actually take your whole team, wrestles against the other team at one time. Go started in your 103-pound weight class all the way to heavyweight. So that's how those are done. And as I was looking at that tournament as compared to this tournament, they're still keep team scores, but it's done in this tournament is done differently, where the individual wrestler from a specific weight class from his school will wrestle in his classification, but he may wrestle somebody from a completely different team that he hadn't wrestled in the dual team tournament. But if you look back at the dual team tournament, the 5A state champion, or 1 through 5A state champion, was Scottsboro. And right now they're in a third place in the individual team tournaments as well. Oxford won the state championship in the 6A tournament, and they are fourth right now in individual team tournament going on today. And then Thompson won it in 7A, of course, and they're way ahead. But it was kind of unique to look at that. I only found three teams that are even in contention, Thompson, of course, being the leader, but three teams that are in contention that won the state championship in the dual team tournament. And so I think the dual team tournament, which they started several years ago, was a very important move on the part of the wrestling committee and the High School Athletic Association to give teams a little different way of going about wrestling for a state championship. And so, like Benjamin Russell got bumped in the first round of the dual team tournament. They had to wrestle McAdory, and they lost a close match. McAdory then got beat, and so Benjamin Russell was out in the first round, but now they're going to the last round, they're in first place. Then so I was looking at the score today. Benjamin Russell's got five guys, I think, in the finals, and that's all they've got, where McAdory's got two or three guys in the finals, two or three guys in the consolation finals. So McAdory may have a little bit more, few more guys wrestling today, and that may be the deciding factor in who's going to win this state championship.
And again, looking ahead to today's schedule, the consolation finals are from 9 to 10:30 this morning.
That's
the
championship a huge round.
That is.
Huge,
I mean, that consolation
round.
Finals
could change the leader.
And you have the championship matches from 11:30 to 3:15. All of that taking place together in Huntsville. So if you're in the Huntsville area, get an opportunity to catch some Alabama High School Athletic Association state wrestling championships also. Coming back, we'll be talking to head coach of the St. Luke's Lady Wildcats, Bruce Pears, talking about his team preparing for another regional basketball championship at the Acadome. You're listening to the Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Keep up with PSR every day. Follow Prep Sports Report online at facebook.com/PrepSportsReport1065. Follow on Twitter at twitter.com/PSR_1065. This segment of the Prep Sports Report brought to you by Parker Dental and Orthodontics. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha. Corey LeBounty sitting in for Rick Cleveland, who's on assignment covering Samford basketball today. Mark Lasseter joining me as always. Charlie on the board, Philip on the phone lines, where you can reach us on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication lines at 251-343-0106. If you'd like to talk to us about any high school sport that you've seen right here as the winter season concludes and the spring sports begin. But joining us now on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Line is the head girls basketball coach of the St. Luke's Wildcats. And his Lady Wildcats team have got off to a tremendous season and started the regional semifinals. They had a big, big win. They were leading 40, finished in the fourth quarter 40-24, and wind up no suspense at all in his game. You look at coach, your success this season has been based on what, coach?
I think it's mostly been based on our defense. That's a philosophy that we want to start each and every game with, is just trying to get started defensively and let that fuel our offense. So as long as we play defense and we get off to a good start defensively, that really gives us the confidence throughout the game.
Head coach Bruce Pears from the St. Luke's Lady Wildcats joining us to talk about his team's win over Verbena. And now you look at your team being 23-9, coach. One of the things that you have done is not run away from scheduling larger opponents. Even though your St. Luke's Lady Wildcats are classified as a 1A program, I've seen you play 7A programs all the way down to 5A and 4A competition in order to prepare you for this time of season.
Absolutely. I believe that when you want to beat the best teams in your conference, you got to find some of the better teams that are not within your conference and see how you stack up against those programs. Playing against better athletes, playing against smarter players, playing against faster players, it kind of forces your team to be better. And I think learning how to play with those teams prepares you for these types of playoff pushes.
Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you a question about in your coaching history. You've coached girls and boys basketball. Can you tell us kind of the difference between coaching the two? Is there anything that you do differently, or is there a difference to you?
The difference, boys are just kind of naturally more athletic and more competitive, so you don't have to really – bring out that competitive nature in boys. With girls, you have to kind of let them know, like, it's okay to be a competitor at times, because they're such nice people.
Right.
But between the lines, it's kind of like, hey, they're on a different team. They're not your friend right now. Whereas with boys, you really don't have to teach that. So that's the biggest difference as far as playing the game of basketball. Basketball is basketball. We have to, put the ball in the same 10-foot hoop.
Coach, you had a lot of success this season taking over this St. Luke's program. And tell us what you've learned about your Lady Wildcats program, and give us some specific seniors or some players who have really stepped up and who to watch for when you guys play for the regional championship on Tuesday.
I think the biggest thing from last year to this year is our confidence. For sure, since I've been there, I think that they really believe that they can turn the program around and start winning and have success in basketball as a girls' basketball program. So the confidence level is definitely up for us. We lost our one senior. She broke her hand on senior night, Sydney Moorhead. So that was a big blow to us defensively because she's 6'2". You can't teach height, so that was a devastating blow for us. But Haley Patterson, she's an eighth grader. She's about 5'11", 6 foot. She's starting to really come into herself as a basketball player. Whitney Novak and Amunique Bowie, sophomore and freshman respectively, they kind of lead us offensively. And they've kind of done that all year. Amunique was ineligible due to the 365-day rule, but she just kind of revitalized us by having fresh legs since she came later in the season. Whitney Novak has been a consistent scorer for us, and also Elizabeth Roebuck. Both of them have dealt with injuries this year, but they've really bounced back from those injuries as the playoff push has geared up for us. So those are some names to look out for. Chloe Gilmore, she's our point guard as well with Amunique Bowie, and she kind of helps. She kind of helps set the standard for defense for us. She's the most active on defense, and she helps those other girls get different types of steals from her ball pressure. So, you know, those starting five girls are really, it's just, they feed off of one another. And then the girls who come into the game off the bench for us, they keep that intensity up offensively and defensively.
Coach, just want to thank you for taking time out of your Saturday morning to join us on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Line to talk about your St. Luke's Lady Wildcats opportunity, getting ready to start in uncharted territory, because if I'm not mistaken, I can't recall the St. Luke's Lady Wildcats playing for an opportunity to go to Birmingham, and if I'm not mistaken, they have not been to the finals in Birmingham yet, so it's an opportunity to make history with your Lady Wildcats program.
That is absolutely correct. The 2013-14 team was the last team that made it to the regional finals. They lost by 3 to Brantley. So we do have a chance to make a little bit of school history as well.
Well, we're definitely pulling for you, Coach, and congratulations on your season thus far, and we'll be checking it out Tuesday and hopefully hearing about the St. Luke's Lady Wildcats next week and an opportunity to go to Birmingham.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Go Wildcats.
Coach, good luck, Coach. Bruce Pearls excited. Bruce Pear is excited about his Lady Wildcat team as well. He should be. Coach, we talked a little bit of wrestling in the last segment and a little bit of state history being made right here in our own backyard.
You know, I think this is national, too. I'm pretty sure this is. There's a young man, a freshman wrestler at Spanish Ford High School. His name is Gabriel Warren. He has a record right now of 73-7 on the season. He set the national and Alabama state pin record with 69 pins this year, and he's in the finals tonight or this afternoon against Kyler Adams of Wetumpka, who is 64-3. So he'll be going for a state championship tonight for Spanish Fort. You know, Spanish Fort had the first Baldwin County wrestler ever to win a state championship last year. His name slips my mind. I had it just a second ago. And I'll get that for you. But he went undefeated last year. And he won the state championship as an individual last year.
So that's always impressive when you're talking about a state record and then you apply that to a national record as a ninth grader. You know he's only going to become better and stronger as he continues to get older. Hour number two, getting ready to come up on the Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5. Don't want to go anywhere. We're going to talk a little football, more high school basketball, and we're going to talk about how parents can help their student athletes at an upcoming workshop right here in hour number two of the Prep Sports Report.
Live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, it's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey Labounty.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Hour number two getting started on an action-packed high school edition of the Prep Sports Report. I'm Corey Labounty, sitting in for Rick Cleveland, who's on assignment covering Samford basketball. Mark Lasseter, Charlie on the board, Philip on the phone lines, where you can join us on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication lines at 251-343-0106. And, you know, a lot of high school basketball being played at the four regional sites, and we've had numerous coaches throughout the state of Alabama joining us this morning to talk about their team's excitement. Want to thank in the first hour Adra Harris from Carver Montgomery. Her Lady Wolverines are going to be playing Opelika for an opportunity to go to the state championship semifinals. Philip Murphy from McGill Tulane also joined us to talk about his Yellow Jackets team getting ready to play Baker on Wednesday in an outstanding game, 7A game. And now we're going to get be joined on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Line, hopefully by Carver of Birmingham girls basketball coach Jarvis Wilson. And Coach Wilson has led his Lady Rams program somewhere where they've never been before, uncharted territory. And it's a situation where his girls have never even played in a regional tournament until today. But Jarvis Wilson has some Mobile, Alabama roots. He used to coach baseball at LaFleur High School, was coaching of the Blount Lady Leopards in a basketball situation and capacity also. And Coach Wilson, good morning and thanks for joining us on the Prep Sports Report.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing outstanding, Coach. Talk to us about your big win over Muscle Shoals. It was a situation to where your Lady Rams have never been there to the regional finals before or the regional semis before. So it's a situation that was new to them, not new to you. So I know you had to kind of help and guide them to be prepared on what to expect.
Well, yes, Corey. The Ladies have never been there before. Been putting in work to get to that point. Just basically, you know, just keeping them focused and letting them understand, don't let the moment be bigger than them. Like I told them at first, beginning part of the year, we had a good chance of being successful, but coming to a program, not really having much success, you really don't know what you're going to get when you put that pressure on the kids to go ahead. And, you know, it was time for us to do something big in the program. We've been there 5 years, and they get better every year. Every year we've been getting better. And we just had a group of seniors this year. We have two senior girls this year that has really played the role of excellent leaders in trying to get our team to, you know, for everybody else to try to get their team to at this part of the year.
You know, it's an opportunity with the state tournament being played at the BJCC and your Lady Rams never being there before. If you're able to punch that ticket against Hartsel next week, the game is set for Tuesday at 12:30 in North Alabama. I do believe you play at Wallace of Hansfield's Tom Drake Coliseum. Talk to us about your matchup against Coach Orr and Hartsel's team. I know they are led by a dynamic score, number four. Her name escapes me right now, but I know she can really feel. There you go.
And escape me. I'm looking at film on her right now.
Coach has done his homework.
Coach Orr does a great job.
And it's a situation to where now you're facing him. And I know a couple of years ago he had his team in the Final Four somewhere to where he wanted to get back to.
Exactly. And I think, I'm not mistaken, I think Mariah was a freshman.
Yes.
That year. You know, freshman or eighth grade. And I think they lost to LaFleur.
They did. They did.
Yes. Like I said, I'm a good friend, Darryl Walton. But he, you know, Coach does a great job. And I know he's preparing them to get back. And it's going to be a tough game. You know, like I said, that's a program that has had history. They've had a lot of success. And like I said, my ladies right now, they're just playing, you know, playing to get better each day, trying to establish ourselves as a program. And that's one of the biggest things that, you know, we're looking forward to doing. We're looking forward to playing the game. We want to embrace every challenge that comes our way. I'm just excited for them to have this opportunity to play on a stage at that big
when
with a chance to punch a ticket.
When you look at the stage that's there, Coach, you've been there as an assistant coach. You've been there as a head coach before. So how does that help your team and the mentality? Because, again, the nerves are going to be there. It's been a few years since Hartsel's been in that situation, and your girl's first time ever. So to me, it's a situation where if you've never been there before, that semifinal game kind of settles the butterflies down for your team.
That's what you would hope, and that's what we're hoping. And like I said, we started off rough with a bad first quarter yesterday, but they were able to regroup, and that's shown the characteristics of our team throughout this season. They, you know, when times get hard, they're able to regroup and, you know, and pull together and come through. But we're very young. That's something that I think people are missing right now. I have two seniors, and I start two freshmen starts for me, and two sophomores and one senior. Those are my starters, and it's, you know, with them being so young and having even one of my best players, her first time ever going to the BJC to even witness the Final Four was with me last year. You know, and the first thing she said is, this is what we play for. And I'm, you know, that's the type of situation we're in right now. The kids, they really don't know. They're just playing. And it's almost what you really want right now, because they're just out there playing and they don't really have a clue as to what's really happening right now. You know, and I told them, hurry up and get in here today before they start reading newspapers and everything else, because, You want them to just stay focused right now. That's the biggest thing, and not let any type of outside distractions, you know, mess with them at all. Just stay focused and keep doing what they've been doing.
We're speaking with head girls basketball coach of Carver of Birmingham. His Lady Rams team will be playing for the regional championship Tuesday against Hartsel High School at 12:30. And joining us on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Line, Coach, just want to thank you for taking the opportunity this Saturday morning out of your busy schedule, as you mentioned, watching film on Hartsel on how to prepare to give your girls an opportunity to make school history. Thank you for your ties not only to the Gulf Coast and continuing to give back. And I know when local teams from down this way make it up to Birmingham, they always choose you as a site to practice at. So you know the importance of not only girls basketball, but just high school athletics in general. So thank you for giving back to not only your Lady Rams athletes, but all athletics in all your endeavors thus far.
All right. Thanks a lot, Corey. Thank you.
Jarvis Wilson trying to get into uncharted territory, and it's a situation to where his Lady Rams team again are going to face Hartsel for the first time this year, in a situation to where either team will punch their ticket to the Final Four 48. And you're looking at some local matchups. I'm going to recap some of the games that are going to be going on. You have 7A boys regional championship will be McGill Tulane versus the Baker Hornets. You have 7A girls championship game, which will be McGill versus Foley. 6A girls action gets started on Monday. Blount will take on Hillcrest. Excuse me. The championship game will be Blount versus Hillcrest. 5A girls will get their first crack at it Monday at 9 a.m. Faith Academy versus Central of Tuscaloosa. Jackson will play Shelby County on Monday. Also on the boys' side in 5A boys, LaFleur will play Central of Tuscaloosa. Vigor will play Bibb County. And in 3A, you look at Mobile Christian. Joey Adams and his team will play Prattville Christian Monday at 4:30. 4A girls action, Coach Nikki has done a great job at Williamson. They'll be playing Greensboro Tuesday at 9 a.m. If there was a Cinderella team, it would probably be Foley and Williamson, because those are a couple of teams that nobody really expected to be where they were besides their head coach. Sally Jeter's done a wonderful job over at Foley also. 1A girls, we talked to Coach Pears. They'll be taking on Linden for the regional championship. And 1A boys, Coach Trawick's done an outstanding job. When you have your boys and girls programs playing together, it gives an opportunity for there to be a great crowd. St. Luke's will take on Francis Marion for the 1A boys opportunity to advance to the regional championship. I know Carletta Cheeseborough, I want to thank you for tuning in and listening this morning on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Line. And coming back after the break, we're going to talk to Scooter Man, our favorite Saturday morning breakfast. He always gets us started. We'll have a little trivia for Scooter as well. But in the next segment, we're going to be talking with Drew Thomas. And Drew Thomas is over the DP Sports Group, and they have a very important workshop that's coming up called The Recruit. It's presented by DP Sports. It's developing and preparing sports. It will be held this Monday, February 18th from 6 to 7:30 at the Building 505 on Bayshore Avenue. There'll be numerous topics to be talked about with parents that will help the student athletes coming up, from the ACT score on to how you prepare to be recruited by college coaches. Look forward to talking to Drew Thomas here in our next segment right here on the Prep Sports Report. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Prep Sports Report Radio Network. It's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report. Corey LeBounty, Mark Lassiter, Charlie on the board. Philip on the phone lines at 251-343-0106 is how you can get into the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Line. And Scooter Man has joined us on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales. He's our Saturday morning breakfast. Scooter, good morning.
Good morning, Corey.
How's everything going for you this morning?
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Scoot.
Nobody has more miles than Scoot, do they?
Nobody, Scoot.
Nobody has more pump meter, do they?
Nobody, not even close.
Tom Brady.
He may come close, but he still can't beat you, Scooter.
No, he can't beat you.
He's got six Super Bowl rings.
That's pretty impressive, Scooter, but not as impressive as your knowledge.
Is he going to win a seventh next year? They're the favorites, aren't they?
I wouldn't count him out.
Never count him
out. Never count Tom Brady out.
And don't count his receiver Julian Edelman out either.
No, you can't count him out, Scooter. And I tell you what, we can't count out your knowledge. Coach Lassiter's got a trivia question for you this morning.
Okay, Mark.
Are you ready? Now, I'm going to read a question, then I'm going to give you four possible answers, okay? All right, here it is. Who was the first Crimson Tide coach to win 100 games? Was it Coach Bryant, Coach Wallace Wade, Coach Frank Thomas, or Coach Harold Red Drew?
Probably Frank Thomas.
You are absolutely correct. From 1931 to 1946, he won 115 games.
Scooter. He was something, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Scooter. Nobody's more impressive.
Frank Thomas, though, you think of the big hurt that played baseball at Auburn and the Chicago White Sox.
Yes,
you really
sir.
Do, Scooter. You
yes,
really
sir.
Do. I tell you, Scooter, I'm just so impressed with your knowledge, man. We got to get that big Scooter pump because you got
pizza.
It right. Yeah, I do owe you a pizza, and I'm going to get that to you, Scooter.
I got a trivia for you.
Go All ahead. Right.
Who was the first announcer in the Super Bowl?
You stumped me, Scooter. Tell me.
Kurt Gowdy, the legendary Kurt Gowdy.
You're right.
It was on NBC and CBS.
That was on right. both networks. That's right,
Give
Scooter.
Us that pump,
Give
Scoot.
Us that pump.
Woo!
Thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
God
bless you, buddy.
I tell you what, this past week, Valentine's Day, you know, everybody had someone special to spend it with. Carletta's who I spent my Valentine's Day with. And, Coach, I hope you had a great Valentine's Day as well.
As always, got to spend a day with my beautiful wife. It was wonderful.
No doubt about it. And I tell you, somebody who's doing something beautiful for the community is Drew Thomas. Drew Thomas from DP Sports. He's trying to help the student-athlete, the high school student-athlete. If you have aspiration of dreams of playing on that next level, nobody keeps you more in depth and gives you more real knowledge than Drew Thomas does. His DP Sports is having a special workshop and seminar this coming Monday, February 18, 2019, from 6 to 7:30 at the building 505 at 505 Bayshore Avenue here in Mobile, Alabama. Drew, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning on the Prep Sports Report.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing outstanding, Drew. I know you do so much to help young high school student athletes in this community. Look no further than National Signing Day. There was a Spanish Fort Toro who made a big decision, and when I was looking at the pictures on AL.com, I saw him, he's standing right next to you, confiding in you about some of the decisions he was getting ready to make, and DJ James from Spanish Fort. But your son plays college football, had an opportunity to play for Tuskegee, but you want to help so many other young people reach their goals and aspirations of not just playing at Power 5 schools, but getting into school. Tell us about the workshop that you have coming up this coming Monday.
Well, this workshop is just basically about making sure that athletes, student athletes, parents, they all understand the process of the recruiting aspect and what really goes on, how to be realistic about their kids' athletic ability, academic ability, and just understand that getting an education doesn't matter where you're at. It's just about getting an education. And if these kids could get a couple extra years to play the sport that they really love, then that's the opportunity that we hope to provide for them.
I know this is an opportunity, again, to where it's a workshop that's not just for the young student athletes. It's for the parents as well, because it's so very important that parents get involved with the decisions that their kids are going to make, not just relying on the college or the high school coach to make the decisions for them. The more you know, the more you grow, and the further you go in that situation. I know you're going to talk about the importance of the ACT, the importance of social media usage, and so many other small tools that can help these student athletes get scholarships.
I mean, you have to. We're living in a world where social media and things like that can either make or break you. They could take your career to the next level, or they can plummet your career. So athletes have to understand how important social media is. Parents have to understand how important it is to make sure that their kids are doing the things that they need to do in the classroom, on the field, being leaders. Learn how to be a teammate, learn how to be a team player, and also just the aspect of just hard work. And to be, like I said, man, it's just about being totally honest with your kid. I knew in the ninth grade, I told my son, hey, look, man, we're going to a HBCU. And don't get me wrong, I went to a HBCU. I love my HBCUs, but I also knew the reality that my son was only going to be 5'9½", 5'10". He wasn't going to be the strongest guy or the fastest guy. And I knew the recruiting process. And I knew we could play on that level. We could play that level at a high level. And that's what he's doing right now today.
You look at this situation. It's going to be presented by DP Sports this Monday from 6 to 7:30 at Building 505, located at 505 Bayshore Avenue right here in Mobile, Alabama. Again, that's this Monday from 6 to 7:30 at Building 505, located at 505 Bayshore Avenue. Tell us how people can reach out to you and get in touch with you to learn more. Follow you on Twitter, follow you on Facebook, how they can learn not only more about this event that you're putting out, but how other parents can reach out to HBCUs and other Division II and III and NAIA schools and obtain scholarships.
You can reach me through email at dpsportsgroup@gmail.com. Once again, that's D as in David, P as in Paul, sportsgroup@gmail.com. My phone number is 251-436-9441. When it comes to reaching out to different HBCUs, D2s and D3s, the biggest thing is starting early. You have to really start early. A lot of people don't understand this recruiting thing actually starts 7th, 8th grade. You know, the more you start, you know, promoting your kid at a younger age, the better chances they have as they get older. Our HBCUs, our D2 programs right now, I'm working with a lot of HBCUs and D2 programs, and we're trying to get them to come into this area and really come in and come get some good kids. You got University of Cumberland. They came down. They got probably 13, 14 kids out of the Mobile area. You know, that's a school way in Kentucky. You know, you got Huntington College. They came down here and got a lot of kids. You know, for me to see a school like Bethel, see a school like University of Cumberland to come to Mobile and grab as many kids as they've grabbed, and you have schools right up the road, you know, Alabama State, Alabama A&M, Tuskegee, you have Huntington, you have Faulkner, you have all these other schools that's right in state, and you have a school coming, you know, 7-8 hours away, and they're grabbing some of the best kids in this city, man. And, you know, to me, that's kind of, I just don't see how that's adding up to see a school come that far and grab as many kids, and you have schools right up the road 2-3 hours, and they're not even coming down here doing that. So for me, we have to change the dialogue. We have to work with these schools. We all have to come together and build some type of, you know, like I said, dialogue where we are getting more kids out of this city and other cities in this state and staying in state, going to some of our good schools within this state.
And I think that speaks volumes on what you're trying to do. Again, that's going to be this Monday, February 18th from 6 to 7:30, located at Building 505 at the 505 Bayshore Avenue right here in Mobile, Alabama, from 6 to 7:30. It's a workshop, a seminar, to where you'll be talking about the importance of social media skills as well as ways to get your student-athlete academically and athletically prepared to be recruited by Division I, II, III, and junior college. So, Drew, just want to thank you. How can people get in touch with you again?
Like I said, you can email me at dpsportsgroup@gmail.com. My telephone number is 251-436-9441. You can reach me on Facebook at Andrew Thomas. And other than that, anybody else that knows me, you can get in contact with them through me. But I just want to help as many kids as we can in this community. I appreciate everything you do, Corey. You and the guys at the radio station, it means a lot to me that you guys always support whatever I'm trying to do in the community. And it takes a village to raise these kids. It's going to take a village of us to get them to college.
And
the kids who really want to get there and they're really doing the things they need to do to get there, I think it's somewhere for them to play. We just got to find that place for them.
And that's going to be the biggest thing, Drew. Thank you so much
for
your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
And we'll talk to you very soon. That's Drew Thomas talking about his DP Sports program that's coming up this Monday from 6 to 7:30 at the 505 building. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the Prep Sports Report.
CSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey LaBounty.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha. Corey LaBounty sitting in for Rick Cleveland, who's on assignment at Samford. Mark Lasseter joining me to the left of me. You have Charlie running the board, and Phillip's on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication line. And somebody who knows a lot about the CNC Financial and Auto Sales business is our main, David. Good morning, David. Good morning, David.
Looks to be a beautiful day in the city. Sunshining.
I know. I thought it was supposed to rain all day.
It's got to be coming. We every day.
Maybe it'll stay away.
Let's hope so. But we got a few deals. I got a few pickup trucks I just got in. I'm waiting on the truck to pull up any minute. I got a 13 GMC Sierra with 108,000 miles on it. It's a beautiful truck in blue with white leather. So hopefully that truck will get here in the next few minutes, and we'll start our day off cleaning some cars and getting them ready to be sold.
I know you're excited about having a beautiful day to sell cars, and we're always excited to have you each and every Saturday morning talking about the beautiful vehicles that CNC Financial and Auto Sales has. I know financing is no problem. Tax season is in the air. They can bring those tax returns money back to you and get another beautiful used or new car right there on your lot.
That's right. I've got we do a lot of our own financing. You drive a car, it will start you out in something nice and affordable, and after a year, if you feel like your income's increased or and everything's been going good, we'll trade you right into another car or drop it off and move on your way.
Sounds good, brother. Tell everybody how they can find you.
You can get us at we are on Facebook at CNC Auto Sales and Finance, and or you can call us at 251-338-9019 or just stop by 3150 Moffitt Road right at the Spring Hill Avenue split.
Thanks, David.
Thanks,
appreciate
David.
You.
Have a great one, buddy.
Y'all have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, pal.
And Coach Lasseter, don't forget, you were mentioning on your way over here across the bay, the Mobile Sports Authority presents the Battleship Shootout Youth Lacrosse Tournament at the USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park. There are 50 teams from across the Gulf Coast that are slated to play, and you can bring your lawn chair and spend the day overlooking the beautiful Mobile Bay while cheering and watching one of the fastest growing sports in America. Again, that's the Mobile Sports Authority presenting the Battleship Shootout Youth Lacrosse Tournament at the USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park, and that's going to be all day today. So go out and support 50 plus lacrosse teams, which is one of the fastest growing sports right here along the Gulf Coast, all day today at the Battleship.
Absolutely is. I want to give a shout out to a young man who went to school at Bayside Academy, named Hunter Slater. Last night, Southern Miss started their baseball season against Purdue and at home, and Hunter, I think he had a home run and a single, first home run this year by anybody from Southern Miss, and then Southern Miss gets into quite a ball game, gets into the extra innings, and a walk-off single, and I think the 13th inning gave Southern Miss the win last night. But congratulations to Hunter Slater, just a great kid, and it's a senior year at Southern Miss, and he has represented our area very well while being there, and looking forward to watching his season over the year.
And somebody whose upcoming football season we're interested to watch is LaFleur's new head football coach, Chris Raymond. He starts his second stint as the LaFleur head football coach. He's a graduate of LaFleur High School, so he definitely knows what it means to be part of the orange and green, and he comes down from the Selma area again with his second stint. Coach, good morning, and welcome to the Prep Sports Report.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Coach, this is your second stint taking over the LaFleur Rattler program that is now playing in a tough 5A region. Talk to us about you taking over the job a second time and one of the reasons you wanted to come back to LaFleur High School.
Well, you know, it was a opportunity to come back and be close to family. You know, my mother's getting up in age, my wife and my mother's, you know, we both are from the Mobile area, so it's just an opportunity for us both to get back close to family.
I know you were the head coach at Selma High School, and you made your roots there after leaving LaFleur. You spent 1 year at Sumter Central and then were Wetumpkin's offensive coordinator, but you have an offensive mindset, and that's one of the reasons William Henderson, the principal at LaFleur, hired you. And talk to us about the way the game is changing, especially offensively playing 5A football.
Well, you know, in today's age, you know, kids want the ball in their hands, and I'm a firm believer that if you have a plenty of great athletes, you want them to have the football. You want to give them the opportunity to make plays. So, you know, I just love what I do, and you know, we just try and spread the ball around as much as possible.
Coach, when we all do spring training this year?
We're probably going to start at first week in May and try and wrap up on the 17th with a spring game against Blount High School.
Well, that'll be good. Where are y'all going to play that game?
It's going to be at Blount High School.
Again, an opportunity to come in and take over this LaFleur Rattler program. We're speaking with Chris Raymond, who's the new head football coach at LaFleur High School. And I say new, he's not new to the Rattler program, being a 1988 LaFleur graduate. I know he's excited to get down there. You had an opportunity to make the playoffs and make a great run to the quarterfinals with a team that included Danny Woodson and some other great guys. And now you're having an opportunity to spread that orange and green tradition. What is it about the LaFleur tradition and Coach Jesse that you learn the most from?
Well, praying for Coach Jesse, you know, he just gave us a mindset that, you know, nothing in life is going to come easy. You have to work for everything that you get. And I just want to translate that to the kids, you know, and let them understand that you can be from the Tomaville area or from LaFleur High School and go on and play major college football.
And that's an opportunity. When you look at this 5A Area 1, you're playing against teams like Vigor and Faith Academy, and you're also playing against Jackson, Centronelle, Satsuma, and Wilcox Central. You've seen the dynamic switch from 6A to 5A, because when you were the head coach, you guys were playing in 6A, but those are some very tough region opponents that you'll be facing. And I know you're just concentrating on LaFleur, but now that the field house is built, the Bill Jesse Field House, and you have the opportunity to get in and lift weights and learn your team, what will be the focal point, not only in May after you finish your spring game, but going into June and July and August as well?
Well, my focal point is to instill discipline, determination, and a work ethic that, you know, everybody we play, we're going to try and outwork everybody. You know, we want to be a well-disciplined team. We want to be tough. You know, we want to be tough and physical in every aspect of the football game.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, I know you're going to do a wonderful job having an opportunity to learn your team and instill your type of discipline and offense coming up this 2019 season. And we're looking forward to seeing you in the orange and green and stalking those sidelines again, Coach.
I just, like I said, thank you for having me. You know, I just want to just send a shout out to everybody who has congratulated me and my wife on making the move back to Mobile.
Well, we're excited to have you back in this Mobile, Alabama community. I know Tomaville's excited, and being a LaFleur Rattler, you know what Alumni Weekend means to those who wear the orange and green. And again, Coach Chris Raymond joining us this morning on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines right here on the Prep Sports Report. Coach, we'll be talking to you very soon.
Thank you for having me.
Coach Lassiter, he's going to come in and try to instill his discipline and his work ethic, and he's going to take over the athletic director position at LaFleur as well.
And I wish Coach all the luck. I'd love to see LaFleur Coach get that thing to where they can be a force in this area, be forced, because they got players there. And I look forward to seeing what happens with Coach, and wish him the very best of luck, and to the LaFleur Rattlers. Are they still in the basketball tournament?
They are. They play again Monday. They have a huge game coming up on Monday, and they're going to play Central of Tuscaloosa. So
that'll be followed by
Vigor versus Bibb County boys. So LaFleur's still alive in the basketball tournament.
Well, good luck to those guys, too. I also want to wish some luck to a couple other wrestlers that finally found them. I knew there was a couple of wrestlers, but I hadn't been able to find them. Braden Williams from Baldwin County High School will be wrestling for the state championship this afternoon in the 195-pound weight class. He has a record of 44-1. He, I think, would be the first state champion from Baldwin County High School if he is able to win this afternoon. Also, another Spanish Fort wrestler, Noah Bauer, in the 170-pound weight class, is wrestling for third place in the state in the consolation finals this morning. So keep those kids in your thoughts, and hopefully they'll be able to win some, win a championship for themselves and bring home a little medal in wrestling from the High School Athletic Association State Wrestling Championships today in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah, so much going on. Again, you look at this week, baseball is going to be starting up. I know there's a huge soccer shootout tournament that's going to be in Foley. And
it's at Owa, I think.
It is, and we'll be talking about the soccer tournaments that are getting ready to come up, not only this past weekend or this weekend now, the tournaments to be coming up also. You have baseball at the Hank getting ready to return if the weather allows this week. So glad to see that the Hank is being utilized for high school baseball also. So that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Your softball, baseball, soccer, tennis, golf, all the spring sports here as basketball concludes will be starting up, Coach.
Yeah, track and field's going on too. You know, the indoor state meet just ended about a week and a half ago. Or I think it was a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, that tournament ended, and then the spring track cranks right up, and so those kids usually just change shoes, I think, and they go from one track event to the other and get ready for this spring. I know there's a big track meet going to be over at Bayside this coming Thursday afternoon, big track meet. We're hosting a big track meet, and looking forward to that. And we just wish all of our spring sports athletes the very best of luck, and also want to remind all of our fans and players that the first thing is most important is sportsmanship, and we hope everybody acts accordingly to the sportsmanship rules that we have in our state and the ones that are just innate in all of us. And so keep that in mind as the kids go out to play.
Mentioning track and field, want to congratulate Sean Dixon, the girls' indoor track coach at Baker. They had a runner-up trophy that they brought home to Baker High School, so congratulations to those Lady Hornets. The Camp Grace segment coming up next right here on the Prep Sports Report. You don't want to miss it.
This segment of the Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha. Corey LeBounty, Mark Lasseter, Charlie on the board, Philip on the phone lines, and this is our Camp Grace segment, which is our last segment of the Prep Sports Report each and every week, but it's our favorite segment as well, Coach, and I'll let you take it away.
First of all, I'd like for just to wish for all of us to remember the Pilot family in your prayers. Lost one of their own this last week, and Nikki Pilot was just a wonderful, wonderful young lady. And I just hope you can all reach out to them in your prayers and pray for them in this very, very, very difficult time. Today I want to talk about a little something I think that kind of helps us, or helps me, with my character. About reaction is more important to you than what actually happens to you, your reaction to it. I'm going to read a story. It's a kind of a story. It goes along. It says, once upon a time, a daughter complained to her father that her life was miserable and she didn't know how she was going to make it. She was tired of fighting and struggling all the time. It seemed just as one problem was solved, another one would soon follow. Her father, who was a chef, took her into the kitchen. He filled up three pots with water and placed each on a high fire. Once the three pots began to boil, he placed potatoes in one pot, eggs in a second pot, and ground coffee beans in the third pot. Then he let them sit and boil without saying a word to his daughter. The daughter moaned and impatiently waited, wondering what in the world he was doing. After 20 minutes, he turned the burners off. He took the potatoes out of the pot and placed them in a bowl. He pulled the boiled eggs out and placed them in a bowl. He ladled the coffee out and placed it in a cup. Turning to her, he asked his daughter, "What do you see?" She said potatoes, eggs, and coffee. He said, look closer. And he touched the potatoes. She did this and noted that the potatoes were soft, and then asked her to take an egg out and break it. After pulling off the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg was soft in the middle. Finally, she asked he asked her to sip the coffee. Its rich aroma brought a smile to her face. Father, what does this mean? She asked. He then explained that the potatoes, the eggs, and coffee all faced the same adversity, which was the boiling water. However, each one of them reacted differently to the boiling water. The potato went in strong and hard and unrelenting, but in the boiling water it became soft and weak. The egg was fragile, with a thin outer shell protecting its liquid on the interior until it was put in the boiling water. Then the inside of the egg became hard. However, the ground coffee beans were unique, and when they were exposed to the boiling water, they changed the water and created something new. Which are you, he asked, when adversity knocks on your door? How do you respond? Are you a potato, which gets soft and weak? Are you an egg, which gets a little harder on the interior? Or are you a coffee bean that changes and makes it into something beautiful? And I think about this story, and man, you know, guys, to me, it's so right on point in that every day, every one of us is faced with some type of challenge. Some challenges are greater than others. Sometimes you feel like, man, I got this one, this challenge accomplished, and another one appears right behind it. You know, it just goes this way. I was thinking about my middle son, Landon. Landon's finishing up his year at Troy, or his career at Troy this spring, and should finish by the end of June. He'll be finished with his college days, and he has some objectives he wants to do. He has a dream, and he wants to coach possibly in college football. He wants to coach, but he wants to find the right place, and it seems like right now he's kind of going through a struggling point that he wants to be hanging around, you know, the football office as much as he can with the new coach, Coach Lindsay, being there, and yet he's doing his student teaching. And so he can't be there, you know. Like when he was having classes, he could run over to the field house and do work and help the coaches out when he was in between classes. He can't get there now. He's locked in from 8 to 3. And that's bothering him, because it seems like he's, you know, I've finished up another great year, I'm almost done with college, and I'm getting set to try to, you know, become maybe a graduate assistant or something of that nature, and trying to finish this, and yet another problem has arisen. He's got a new coach now. Coach Brown's left, and he wants to show the coach what he can do, but he can't do it because he's got to do his student teaching. At the same time, he's got to do a great job in student teaching, or he's not going to be able to graduate, you know? So he keeps facing problem after problem. And he said the best thing he could have said to me last night, and we were talking, and he just said, Dad, you know, I'm not down about this. It's hard, and I'm learning from it. The first thing I got to do is graduate. And I said, you know, you're absolutely right. And then, for me, I said, look at all the great opportunities you're going to have once that happens, whether it be at Troy, whether it be at a high school or another college. You got all these opportunities. The world is open to you. You know, seize this opportunity, but take care of steps one at a time. So I think in reading that story, it just thought to me about the troubles that everybody goes through. Me, I have them. Corey, you have them. You know, Charlie, Philip, we all have them, you know. And we all have to face them, and how we face them marks our character.
Again, you look at the process of how a diamond is evolved, and it starts off being crushed as charcoal, and you squeeze it hard enough, and with enough pressure, look at how beautiful it becomes. But again, it's a process, and it has to be one step at a time. I mean, you look at a rose growing through the concrete. Well, how does it grow through the concrete? It's because that seed has found a way not to go ahead and perish and die, but to bloom through the concrete, through those tough times, through situations to where we don't feel we can make it through. And yes, in my own personal life, I go through that on a daily basis, Coach, and that's one of the things and the motivating factors of this show each and every Saturday morning and the Camp Grace segment, to where each and every segment that you allow us to be a part of, in which you bring a topic to, just continues to give you hope and aspirations. And as coaches, that's what we strive for our athletes to have, because they're starting anew each and every season. You're getting ready to start the spring season. It starts new for basketball season. Some careers are ending and have ended this past week, and we saw it in football and volleyball and all our sports. And it's just how you react to the adversity. And there's been many times to where I know, Coach, you a couple of years ago, you guys lost in a state championship game. Well, I know those kids felt like the sun wasn't going to come up the next day, but of course it did. It builds character, and it's a situation, Coach, to where you're exactly right. How will you react? The boiled egg reacts a different way than the potato, and that's a situation that we all can look forward to.
Absolutely, and it's just, you know, hope is a great thing, and we all have it if we seize it. But we got to see. We can't dwell on the dark side of life. I can't. I got to look for hope in everything that we do.
None of us can. Want to thank our guests, Adria Harris from Carver Montgomery, the Lady Wolverines, Jarvis Wilson from Carver Birmingham, Bruce Pears, the head coach at St. Luke's Lady Wildcats, Chris Raymond, the new head football coach at LaFleur High School, and Philip Murphy from the McGill-Tulane Yellow Jackets program. Want to wish all the student athletes the best of success on the road. Safe travels to all the fans and players who will be making the regional journey. We'll be back right here next week on the Prep Sports Report. It's been a pleasure. Corey LeBounty, Mark Lasseter, Charlie on the board, Philip on the phone lines. We'll see you next week on the Prep Sports Report.